And whether or not we view Isser Melacha as being fundamentally 39 distinct Shemos Isser, essentially the Torah says Lo Sasa Kol Melacha, but the Torah really means that there are 39 Yisurim that are Usser on Shabbos, 39 activities that are distinct Shemos Isser. That's one extreme. Or you could say that fundamentally the Torah has one Isser, it's an Isser Kolel, Lo Sasa Kol Melacha. That Isser happens to manifest itself in 39 different ways. In other words, our 39 hechitimtzis for violating Lo Sasa Kol Melacha. Okay, so when we talk about the Melacha of Shabbos, which one do we mean? Do we mean the 39 Yisurim, or do we mean one general principle of Lo Sasa Kol Melacha, which manifests itself differently? Between those two extremes, so maybe there's some middle ground for a more moderate formulation about the interaction between the Isser of Lo Sasa Kol Melacha and the distinct violations of each individual Av Melacha. Perhaps this difference already lies in the makar for Isser Melacha on Shabbos. The Gemara Mem Testament Beis in Perek Bamet Tomnin. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the source of the Avos Melacha? Avos Melachos Arbam Chatzar Achas Keneged Mi. So B'chanina Barchama Amar Keneged Avodas HaMishkan. And the Gemara brings another day, Amar Reb Shimon Ber Yosi Bar Lekunya, Keneged Melacha Melachto Melaches Melaches Shebetor Arbam Chatzar Achas. So is the makar from the Mishkan? Smichas Parshios of Shabbos and Mishkan, or is the makar from the 39 times, the 39 relevant times that the Torah says Melacha in Chamisha Chomshei Torah? So the Gemara goes back and forth, and Tosus already points out that maybe there's no machlokas, because maybe you need both of them. Maybe you need the Mishkan to tell you which maisim, which actions are considered Melachos, and maybe you need the psukim of Melacha, Melachto, Melaches to tell you the number of Melachos, the number of Avos Melachos that there are. And after all, Tosfos argues, Misvar, you may not have been able to figure out that these are distinct violations, that they're distinct Avos Melachos. So Tosfos suggests that maybe the two days in the Gemara don't argue. Maybe there are two sources for Avos Melacha and they work in harmony. But then the last Tosfos, Tosfos Yermaslo Keneged Kol Melacha Shebetorah, so he says it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara because the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara tries to bring a proof for one side, one day against the other, so it seems like the 2 days in the Gemara are incompatible. The Ramban in his Chidushim is also bothered by this source, this question that Tosfos raises, but the Ramban tries to suggest that in a Chanami, maybe even the Maskana, the 2 days in the Gemara aren't arguing. In Shir, we wanted to suggest a bit of a different approach, and that is, it's not just that Melacha, Melachto, Meleches is coming to teach you that there are 39 Melachos and you wouldn't have known which Melachos are Asar on Shabbos, and that the Mishkan is just coming to tell you which one to fill in the blanks of which Melacha it is, but that maybe there are really two dinim in Isser Melacha of Shabbos. Maybe there's one general din of Leisasa Kol Melacha, a blanket principle. It functions as, let's say, a kind of a Lav Shabbos, and that's what you find in the Mishkan. Whatever was done in the Mishkan can't do on Shabbos. But there's one theme to Isser Melacha. And then there's a second din of Melacha, Melachto, Meleches, which divides the different Melachos into distinct Yisurim. So maybe the two different Mekoros are really just two different levels or two different dimensions to the Isser Melacha of Shabbos. So what's the Machlokes in the Gemara? They're not arguing about the exclusive Limud. Maybe in the Gemara they're arguing about the relative significance which you attach to each dimension of Isser Melacha. Is the Iker Lo Sasa Kol Melacha and the Tafel is the 39 manifestations of it? Or is the Iker that there are 39 different Shemos Iser which are somewhat united loosely by the general principle of Lo Sasa Kol Melacha? So maybe that's the Machlokes in the Gemara about which model is the Iker and which model is the Tafel.
Which are you touching to which side?
So we want to suggest that if you say it's attached to the Mishkan, then you're essentially saying there's one theme to Isser Melacha on Shabbos. Whatever they did in the Mishkan is Aser. That's the model. Melacha, Melachto, Meleches, written out 39 times in the Torah, tells you that each distinct Melacha is a Shem B'fnei Atzma.
Yeah, I remember trying to say the opposite of it. The Mishkan is Koveya, there's significance to each individual action, but the other side is that there's some abstract definition of Melacha that's also.
I don't think so. We could put it to a vote.
Sure,
I'm with Daron.
What? You're with Daron?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I thought we were saying.
I don't think so. If not, you strike it from the record and put it back the other way. No, I'm pretty sure it's this way. Don't worry. good. Okay, so maybe the source is already significant. Yeah.
If the question is just like which theme is more important.
Not as which one's more important, but which one's Ikra and which one's Tafel. Which one stems from what?
Yeah. Okay, so even in that chakira, would it be that there's like one shame or 39?
That would depend.
So why isn't it just
which one's
ikar
and which one's tafel? What?
So then wouldn't it just be chakira? I mean, why is it any different if you phrase it as which theme is ikar, which theme is tafel?
No, because then you have nafkaminas for, let's say, hasra. You have nafkaminas for tziruf l'shir. If you think that the uniting theme is dominant, then you'd be much more, you'd have much greater kulas in combining the different malachos, or assuming it's one blanket iser. Look, to give you a different model, right, so we mentioned this in the shir briefly, that take all the different machalos asuros. They take in Sefer Kedusha, the Rambam has machalos asuros. And in machalos asuros, you have distinct halachos of chelev, you have dam, you have nosar, you have pigol, nevelos, trefos, you have all these different isurim. And they're united by an artificial category called machalos asuros. But it's not that the Torah recognizes the chalos of machalos asuros. The Torah prohibits different things. And the Rambam's telling you, I'm going to classify them as machalos asuros. But there's nothing intrinsically relating the isur chelev to the isur of nosar, or the isur nevela to the isur dam. The Torah just asurs things that you eat. And the Rambam says, you know what, we'll create a category of things that are prohibited. So are the lamatas malachos of Shabbos an artificial creation, where each malacha is a shem b'fnei atzmo? We unite them together and say, you know what, all these things are asur on Shabbos. Or you say, no, there's an intrinsic category of isur malacha b'Shabbos, and all lamatas malachos are inherently related to each other. That's a difference in the emphasis. We'll get to nafkamina in a moment. So perhaps the best place to look is the Gemara's characterization of chiluk melachos. Okay, the Gemara explains that we divide the different melachos in terms of chiyuve chatos. So here the Gemara offers us three different sources. One source brought down in the Gemara on Daf Ayin is from Mechaleha Mos Yumas, HaTorah Ribs Amisos Harbi Achilul Echad. Even though there's only one Chilul Shabbos, there are many Onshin. So from that source it sounds that fundamentally, even when you do many Melachos on Shabbos, there's one violation, there's one Isra V'Losasa Kol Melacha, but there's a Chiddush that we're going to punish you multiple times for that very same violation. That sounds like there's one Isra, but yet there's a Chiddush that you can be punished multiple times. So the Ikar is Losasa Kol Melacha. Then the Gemara has a separate limud from Rav Nasan, which says that lo sevaru eish b'chol motz v'seicha em yom ha-shabbos, havara is l'chalik yatzas. Which means that havara goes out to distinguish the different malachos. We'll quote Tosis Rid in a minute, but the most extreme formulation of this day in the Gemara is that the Torah was mefaret lo sasa kol melacha for every specific melacha. So Torah says lo sasa zorea, lo sasa kotzer, lo sasa v'chulei. But every single malach is lechalik. The Torah is really splitting up the Isra of losasa kol malach into 39 categories. Then you have a third day in the Gemara, which says achas mehena, pa'amim shehi achas, and pa'amim shehi hena. Sometimes Shabbos manifests itself as multiple dinim. Sometimes Shabbos is going to manifest itself as a single violation. So maybe according to third day in the Gemara, so the model for Isra Shabbos is that there are two dinim, similar to what we were suggesting on the Gemara in Memtes. There are two dinim. There's one level of pamim shehi achas, and there's another level of pamim shehi hena. And then it's going to depend on the specific mode of violation, or maybe the context of violation, or the specific category in halacha with which we're interested in, which will determine whether or not it's going to be achas or whether it's going to be hena. Okay, so I'll explain in a second. So let's look at the cumulative evidence for the view that there are 39 distinct categories on Shabbos. So the most extreme view is formulated by Tosos Rid and Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. There, the Gemara is trying to figure out if someone has told us Hamisha Mera, somebody hangs a strainer on Shabbos, so what do you chayev Mishum? So Shon already asked, what's the nafkamina? What do I care whether I'm chayev Mishum X or whether I'm chayev Mishum Y or I'm chayev Mishum Z? So Tosos Rid says, maybe the nafkamina is Hasra. Since we paskin Havara Lilavya, Havara Lachalik Yatzas, and which we explained a minute ago would mean that there are 39 distinct Shemos Isra on Shabbos, then Ki'ilu Kasev Losa Lav Akol Melacha Melacha Dami. It's as if there's a distinct Lav, a distinct violation for every single Melacha, V'havalu Kemo Lav in the Chelev V'dam. And it's as if one's Chelev, Zareh is Chelev, and Kotzer is Dam. Unrelated and independent. Shein Chalukin Zemizeh. And as a consequence, your Hasra has to be specifically geared to the actual Isser. So tzarech lahasos ala chelev mishum chelev, bala dam mishum dam, v'chein kol melacha melacha. Okay, so the first nafkamina you see in Tosis Rid is that you'd have to give a tailored hasra for each av melacha. The second, I guess, source or second raya that you could bring for this notion that the lamatas malachas are distinct is Rashi's interpretation on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. It's pointed out by Isaac. Now, when Rashi understands Omer al Acharish veKatzir Chayiv Shtayim, when the Gemara says you have Chiluk Malachos, that Charish and Katzir are going to be distinct, Rashi says, Umashma Azhara leKatzir laAtzma vaAzhara leCharish laAtzma. It sounds like there's a separate Azhara for Charish and there's a separate Azhara for Katzir. And the same would be true for each of the Lamitas Malachos. Similarly, the Ritva, in the Havmina and the Gemara and Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, so the Gemara wants to know, how do you know Chiluk Malachos? So the Ritva says, why do you need a source for Chiluk Malachos? Isn't it that built into the notion of Lamitas Malachos? Isn't built into the notion that you have 39 violations, that they're separate categories? V'im tomar v'lamalikra, d'hakivin de malachos mishunos v'chalukos zumizu, havalei ka'ochal chela v'dam behalamecha chuchayiv shtayim. So according to at least what the Ritva's Havamina, is that you wouldn't even need a Gzeiras HaKosev to tell you that the Malachos are distinct. Because that's built into the very notion of having Lamitas Malachos. The Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Ayin Bez Amud Bez, so the Gemara compares Shabbos to other Isurim. The Gemara says, Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos, Shas Shabbos Asa Shtayim Behelam Echad, Chayva Kol Achas Va'achas, Mash Enkein Shar Mitzvos. Shabbos is more Chomer than other violations. The Gemara says, Yechidami. In what sense? The Gemara says, if you're talking about Ketzira V'tchina, where you do two separate Av Melachos, then what's the Chiddush? Of course you're Chayiv Shtayim. If someone who eats chalev and someone eats chalev and dam behelam echad, so he's chayv shtayim. So what's the chiddush? In what sense is Shabbos more chamor than other isurim? So the Gemara here is assuming that the equation between ktsira and tchina with shar mitzvos is like chalev and dam. I mean, the Gemara itself is assuming that they're distinct shemos iser. Rashi and Sanhedrin, when the Gemara parallel sugya. So Rashi says, yeah, because they're shemos iser nifradim, right? Kemo chela v'dam. A final makor is from Rav Daniel Abavli's question on the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos. The Rambam in the Shurashim explains that he's going to break up the mitzvos based off the onshin. So if you get a separate onesh for something, so then it should be a separate mitzvah. So Rav Daniel Abavli quoted in the Shud Ma'isa Nisim Esim and Dalid, which is his arguments with Rav Rambam and Rambam. So he says, wow, so if you get 39 onshin for violating 39 avos melachos behelam echad, then maybe the Rambam, according to that, should have to count the lamatas melachos as 39 distinct lavin. Okay, so all these sources point to the fact that the lamatas melachos are distinct. Okay, so you have Tosfos Rid on Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. You have Rashi on Daf Ayin who says, Nazhara lekatzir, Nazhara lecharish. You have the Ritva explaining the Havmin of the Gemara and Daf Ayin why you need a Gzeres HaKosev. You have the Ritva's Kasha on the Gemara why you need a Gzeres HaKosev for Chilek Malachos. Then you have an explicit Gemara in Ayin Beis and Beis where the Gemara assumes that the Avos Malachos are like Chelev and Dam. And then you have Danila Bavli's attack on the Rambam that maybe the Rambam really should have counted the Malachos as 39 distinct mitzvos. Rashi and Daf Ayin says, V'adayin ani omer al-charish v'katzir chayiv shtayim im asan behelam echad shehi hotziya min haklal l'chalkam l'shtayim. So what does it mean that the Torah is mechalkam l'shtayim? So it means azhara l'katzir la'atzma v'azhara l'charish la'atzma. That there's a separate azhara for each malacha. Yoni? Ezlin? No?
What is the Gemara about the Achilut malacha that we quoted?
Right, but the Gemara at this point is challenging that, and the Gemara says, with respect to what? With respect to which mitzvah? So most Rishonim say it's chomer for most mitzvahs, but it's not any more chomer than chelev and dam. Violating ktsira and tchina is no more chomer than violating chelev and dam. I'll explain what the Chomer is when we get to the last option. Right, but according to this day, I mean, the Gemara at this point is assuming that the Chomer doesn't lie in contrasting it with Chelev and Dam. Lefech, it's equated to Chelev and Dam. According to Rashi's read of the Gemara, then you still have a Chomer. But according to the basic read, you don't. According to Rashi and Sanhedrin, there's no chumra. Good. What about the evidence for the second approach? What's the evidence out there in the Gemara that there's only one shame iser for all the different malachos? So as I mentioned a moment ago, maybe the first day in the Gemara in Daf Ayin about chiluk malachos, mechalel mos yumas, that there are harbe misos for one chilul. So what does the Gemara mean that there's chilul echad? So it seems that even if you violate all 39 malachos, so there's a chiddush that you're punished separately, but fundamentally the Torah still views that as only one maisa chilul. It's interesting, if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel in that Gemara, so Rabbeinu Chananel changes the lashon of the Gemara a little bit. Instead of saying HaTorah ribsa misos harbi achilul echad, so Rabbeinu Chananel changes it and he says V'ksiv mos yumas misos harbe nimsu b'chilul Shabbos achas misos harbe. From chilul Shabbos achas misos harbe. What's the difference between Rabbeinu Chananel's formulation and the Gemara's formulation? Again, the Gemara said HaTorah ribsa misos harbi achilul echad. Rabbeinu Chananel says b'chilul Shabbos achas misos harbe. Yeah. Rabbeinu Chananel is different between echad and achas. The Gemara assumes that the chilul is going on the malacha. Chilul echad, you're chayiv harbe. So for one violation, you're chayiv many things. Rabbeinu Chananel is saying for violating one Shabbos, you get many chataos. So Rabbeinu Chananel is kind of trying to diffuse the chiddush of that first day in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananel is saying that for being mechalal one Shabbos, you'll only be chayiv once. You'll be chayiv, sorry, even for being mechalal one Shabbos, you'll be chayiv many times. But there may have been many chilulim in that one Shabbos. There may have been many distinct malachos in that one Shabbos. So whereas the Gemara clearly implies that there's only one ma'isa chilul, so Rabbi Chananel is saying, no, there may have been many ma'isa chilul, but it's only resulted in one Shabbos being mechulo. Rabbi Chananel shifts the chiddush of the Gemara from talking about ma'isa chilulim to talking about how many Shabbosos were mechulo. Because he's saying one Shabbos was mechulo, but you're chayiv many times. Whereas the Gemara said there was one chilul, and you're chayiv many times. So from the Gemara it sounds like even if you did 30 malachos, that's considered one ma'isa chilul. Because all the malachos are just different hechatimtzis of los asaka malacha. Rabbi Nachanel is saying, no, they may be different ma'isa avera. Let's say I'm mechal the same Shabbos 30 times, so how many Shabbosos were mechulo in the end of the day? Same Shabbos, so only one. So he's lafuke the chiddush in the Gemara that you could be chayiv, that many different malachos are considered one chil.
You could also look at it from a reverse perspective that, but the fact that he calls it, you're doing all these things and it's just chilul Shabbos.
But it's chilul Shabbos achas. At the end of the day, how many Shabbosos were mechulo?
It's one Iser Mechal Shabbos, and you're being Mechal this one Shabbos, but it's still the issue is only about the Chilul Shabbos that you did. Correct. You only do one Chilul Shabbos. Correct. So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, right, let's say I did 39 distinct Ma'aser Aveira, it's one Chilul Shabbos. Right, so I could do, let's say, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, I could
do kotzer, toche, and v'chule, and each one is a distinct shame iser.
But yet,
all the shemos iser still result in only one chilul Shabbos.
No, but I think by him saying that, he's saying that all these distinct misos only add up to one chilul Shabbos, not chilul Shabbos seven times.
No, Shabbos achas.
No matter how many malachos you do, it only adds up to just one.
You can't be mechal multiple Shabbosos by doing five malachos on one Shabbos.
So you look at it as five separate chilul Shabbos. He's saying that.
It may have been five separate chilul Shabboses, but it's the same Shabbos that was mechulo.
But that's saying that his original understanding was that the Isser was about Shabbos, not about the individual malachos. So it could still be.
Right. But if you read the Gemara Kipshuta, then you have a chiddush. Meaning that all the Lamatas malachos just reduced to one Maisa chilul. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that's not true.
It's not necessarily true, but it could still be true.
Correct. So, but there's no chiddush anymore. Yeah, if you want to say chiddushim anyway, then you could say it. But I'm saying there's no.
The fact that he focuses on Shabbos means that he's putting all the different 39 malachos into one category of chilul Shabbos.
No. Even if I think there are 39 different shameless iser, you still have to acknowledge that only one Shabbos was mechulo, no matter what.
Well, the reason why he thinks it's halachically relevant is because he thinks that the specific Shabbos is relevant to the actual shame iser. Like a shame iser is to be mechal one Shabbos. leaves open the option for you to say it.
Right.
It does downplay it.
Good. So either way, that day in the Gemara, if you read a Kipshuto, seems to imply that all the malachos reduced to one shame chilul, if you don't read the Gemara like Rabbeinu Chanano. Another source is the Ritva's Maskana. The Ritva says, why in the end of the day do we need a Gzeres HaKosev to tell you chiluk malachos? Yishlomar Adarabba, even the shame malacha achas heim, since all the malachos are only one shame, the isra kulan mishum lo sasa kol malacha, so havaleka ochal chelav v'chelav. The reason why you need a Gzeres HaKosev is because really the different malachos are ochal chelav v'chelav. There's one shame iser achas of lo sasa kol malacha. So now the question becomes, according to the Ritva, what's the maskan of the Gemara? Without the Gzeres HaKosev of chiluk malachos, so the Ritva is telling me that I would have thought that it's one maisa aver of lo sasa kol malacha. So now the Torah comes ahead and tells you chiluk malachos. So does that take you back to his first daya? That now the malachos are different shemos iser because exeris akasiv of havar lechalik yatzas? Or does that mean even though they're one shem iser, there's a nafkamina with respect to shkagos that will treat them as distinct? And meaning, when the Gemara is machadish according to the Ritva chiluk malachos, does that mean that now the Torah is telling you there are 39 different shemos iser? Or is the Torah telling you despite the fact that it's one shem iser, nonetheless, there's a nafkamina for onshin that you'll be chayav multiple times, and this we'll get back to in a second. The other source that points to one shame iser would perhaps be the mechilta which Tosos quotes. Tosos yachol that you'd only violate the law of Shabbos by violating all 39 malachos. Why do you have such a havmina? So the Chor, the only way that would make sense is if you held that the 39 different malachos are just a shear in Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. I mean, the Torah asks Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, and there's a shear. How much do I have to do to have been considered of doing malacha? So Kol Malacha, all Lamites Malachos. So the assumption that you'd have to do all 39, it seems to be based in the fact that there's one Shem Isra of Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, and these are all just ways of accomplishing that shear. So that's my next raya. So the next raya that we have is the Gemara on Ayin. Sorry, the Gemara on Samach Chesam and Beis, where the Gemara says that a tinok shenishba al bein anachrim begir shenisgayer bein anachrim v'asam lachos har b'shabasos har b'ino chayev alachatas achas. If all 39 malachos were distinct shemos iser, then why are you chayiv only once if you never knew about Shabbos? You violated 39 malachos every single Shabbos, but you're shokhech, or you never knew Iker Shabbos. Tinok shenishba bein anachrim. Then why are you only chayiv achas? So maybe that Gemara shows you that no, ein hachanami, all lamitas malachos is only one shem iser. Oh, so I'll get to that in a second. What? So we'll get to that in a second. Another raya would be if you reinterpret the Gemara's analogy, which you quoted before, on Daf Ayin Beis. The Gemara said that Shabbos is Ktsira and Techina is like Chela Vidam. So Rashi said that's Shemis, sir, fine. But the Aruch Lanaron Sanhedrin says, of course you can't compare Kotzer and Tochein to two different Shemos Isser. Because they're not. They're all included in Losasa Kol Malacha. So Aruch Haner suggests, maybe the Gemara here is assuming that Kol Chelev and Kol Dam Lo Sochal, Lo Sochlu, is essentially one lav. So whereas Rashi and Sanhedrin took the Gemara to mean that Kotzer and Tochein are two different Shemos Isser, like Chelev and Dam, so the Aruch Haner goes the exact opposite way, and he says maybe that shows that Chelev and Dam is really one Shem Isser, just like all the Malachos and Shabbos would only constitute one Shem Isser. Another source for this notion that it's Shem Isser Echad is the distinction which the Gemara Makos raises in Daf Chaf Aleph between Isser Malacha B'Shabbos and Isser Malacha B'Yom Tov. There the Gemara says Yesh Chilek Malachos L'Shabbos Ein Chilek Malachos L'Yom Tov. If you do all 39 Malachos on Yantif, so there's really only one Lav, not chai for kol achad v'achad. So Isser Malacha on Yom Tov per se doesn't tell you what Isser Malacha on Shabbos is. But what if I held that Isser Malacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov were inherently related? Okay, we'll see, like in the Ramban al Torah. The Ramban says the reason why Shabbos is, maybe the reason why Shabbos is in the beginning of Parshas HaMoedim is because Isser Malacha of Shabbos is really the same as Isser Malacha on Yom Tov. Or you assume that the model of Mikra Kodesh, which we borrow for the Yomim Tovim, comes from Shabbos. Well, then if on Shabbos all Amitas Malachos are 39 distinct Shemos, then how could they translate into Shem Echad on Yontif? How do you make that transition? So maybe you'll say, oh, from the fact that there's Ein Chiluk Malachos B'Yom Tov, you see that fundamentally there's no Chiluk Malachos on Shabbos. It's Gzeres HaKasev that you're Chai for Kol Achas V'Achas, but fundamentally it's one Shem Isser. Otherwise, you never could have carried over the Isser Malacha over to Yantif. Another nafkamina would be Hatsra. Tosus Rid said that you have to give Hatsra for every distinct Malacha. But Tosus in a couple places. Tosus on Daf Ayin, I think it's Tosus on Ayin Gimel. Tosus on Ayin Gimel Beis, Dir Maslam Mishum Zareya. Tosus holds that you don't have to give Hasra for each Av Melacha. The Minchas Chinuch argues that, yeah, you could just give a general Hasra of Lo Sasa Kol Melacha the Shabbos. Minchas Chinuch. Tosus says that you don't have to give Hasra for every Av. The Minchas Chinuch says that means is that you could give a general Hasra of Lo Sasa Kol Melacha.
They agree.
What? He's explaining Tosus. So maybe the Minchas Chinuch is essentially arguing that all the malachos are one unit. The lav is lo sasa kol malacha. Each malacha is eichet imtzi. So we're not going to be more machmir for hasra than the actual lav, than the actual reality of the lav. So if there's one lav, then it's one hasra for all 39. Okay. Yeah. What? But the Minchas Chinuch doesn't say Shem Echad exactly. She says Shem Echad, or he says that. There's a lot of Kafadimions, right? Throughout the piece. Yeah. Okay, we'll see. We'll see the Minchas Chinuch in a second. We'll see. Yeah.
Not clear that the Raya from Asra is not in Asra. It could, right?
Right, so here it's going to depend on what you hold in general you need for Asra. That's a big machlokas. Rashi in Shavuos on Daf Chaf Mebeis, Rashi seems to imply, and all Achorna Merdayik from this Rashi, that you have to give Asra from the actual Pasuk, which the Torah asers. So you have to tell them, don't do this, because this is Asra in the Torah under this specific heading. The Rambam in, I think, the second parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam there argues, and the Rambam says that no, as long as you tell the guy that this is an Isser and you're Chayiv Misa, or you're Chayiv Malkus, or you're Chayiv Misas Bezdin, so then you've fulfilled the din of Hasra. So according to the Rambam, it's not a Shaila at all, because according to the Rambam, you never have to tell him what Onesh he's getting, you never have to tell him what the Isser is. You just have to tell him that it's Asser and that there is an Onesh. According to Rashi and Shavuos, though, that you have to tell him the actual Isser, so then this whole question comes up. So according to Tosos and Daf Ayin Gimel, so we don't care. You don't have to be master him with a specific Av Melacha. According to Tosos Rid, you do. So if you say a Tosos holds really like the Rambam, then there's no Raya.
Even within Rashi,
Minchas Chinuch thinks even within Rashi. My kash on the Minchas Chinuch is like this. The Minchas Chinuch seems to be assuming that according to Rashi, you could definitely get away with telling him the Av Melacha. According to Rashi, if I tell him that Ksiva is Asar and Shabbos, then I give Masra. Why is that true? Maybe if the Chinuch is really right that it's really Shem Echad, Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, then maybe you have to be Masra Mishum Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. What? Well, all Tosas here says is that you don't have a Raya that you have to give Asra Mishum Av. That's all Tosas says. Tosas doesn't really explain why. But the Minchas Chinuch then it says that you could get away with either Lo Sasa Kol Malacha or the specific av. But if you really hold it, there's one shame iser, then why is it enough to... He's assuming that avada you'd be fine if you were master mishum av.
I'm looking at this, he's actually explaining Tosafot.
No, I mean, I'm saying according to Rashi. The near pasha, l'fi mashe evenu b'shem Rashi, yitzarech lahasros bo me'ezeh lav, im avar al malachas havar b'shabes, beinim hasar bo mishum lav de malacha, o mishum lav de lo sevaru ish, gam ken chayev. The problem is this example is not a good example because he's giving the example of Los Tavaru Eish. Los Tavaru Eish is a pasuk. But what about Kotzer? As you say, don't be Kotzer on Shabbos. So that'd be good enough. So from the earlier discussion in the Chinuch, it sounds like he thinks that that's really fine.
So what
about a post-Qudian? What? I hold that he doesn't understand the depth of his own Shita, which he's about to say to the full extent. Maybe. He doesn't sound, but he doesn't in what he's saying in the next paragraph. It doesn't sound like it's two dinim. It sounds like just it's exeris hakasa of chiluk melachos. Even though al pi din, it's one. Yeah.
Just to point out, according to Rabbi Eliezer, none of this would apply. Right.
Agreed.
And because Tosfot, when it comes up in Tosfot later, when we talk to Rabbi Eliezer and Hasara, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is no not being in Hasara. Obviously, he thinks that if you intend to do one, he's going to do another by accident.
Right.
You're chayev, which means you could probably warn him. Maybe you could go so far as to say you could warn him about a avodah zarah, and you violate Shabbos by accident, you might still be chayev.
Right. That's a good point. So there are two other nafkamina in the Minchas Chinuch, which show that he's siding with this side that it's really one shem eser. So the first is what he says about chiluk melachos, v'zel l'shono, because it's really the way he formulates it. Hine b'chol ha-Torah kula. Im over avera kam pam mi shem echad ki yon achal chela vo dam kam pam be helam echad ein o chayev al chata sachas ava kan af she elu halam et tas malachos hen kulan mi shem echad mi lav de lo sasa kam malachos. This is what you're quoting a second ago. David, this is what you're quoting, right? So even though they're all one shem malacha, so mi kamakum your chayev ki ilu hen mi shnei shemos. So the way the Minchas Chinuch understands chiluk malachos is that fundamentally, taking the Ritva's question, fundamentally, the Ritva's answer stays in place. It's kechelev v'chelev. Then the Torah comes along, and Torah says, the chiddush of chiluk melachos. But all that tells you is that now there's a separate artificial mechayiv. Not that now you realize that the lamatas melachos are distinct. And then l'shitaso, the Minchas Chinuch argues, that there's going to be a fundamental difference between shigigas melachos and shigigas Shabbos. Because when does this gezeiras hakasav of chiluk melachos apply? When does this artificial distinction between melachos exist? Only in shigigas melachos. So dafka in shigigas melachos, are we going to say that you can't be mitzari of chatzi shir of one melacha with chatzi shir of another melacha? Because then the Torah artificially tells you that you know what, they're separate. But when it comes to shigigas Shabbos, where there's no gzeres akasav of chiluk melachos, so then you go back to the natural din. What's the natural din? Shem echad. So therefore, if on one Shabbos, let's say on Shigigas Shabbos, I do a melachas kotzer in the morning and melachas tochein in the afternoon, I can mitzarif the two of them l'shir echad. It's a big chiddush. But you could only say that if you really take the Minchas Chinuch's argument seriously, that the distinction of chiluk melachos is an artificial one. Because if, let's say, you held like all the Rishonim we quote like Tosos Rid, and everyone we quoted earlier, that fundamentally there are lamites distinct shame melachos, then even by Shigigas Shabbos you wouldn't be able to mitzarif them. And that's the position of the Shita Mekubetzes in Krisos. That even by Shigigas Shabbos you won't be able to mitzarif different malachos, because naturally they're distinct Shemos Yisr. According to the Minchas Chinuch, the whole distinction is artificial, so then you could say that if you get rid of that distinction, like in the case of Shigigas Shabbos, then you can mitzarif a different malachos. How does the Rid? I don't think he weighs in, but presumably he would say like the Shita Mekubetzes. For sure. Because you can never be mitzarif different Shemos Yisr. They're distinct. Just like you can't be mitzarif Chelev and Dam.
No, Shigigas Shabbos where you're only 5-1.
Oh, so I'll get to that in a second. How he explains it. How he would have to explain it. Good. So the Minchas Chinuch is L'shitaso. He's L'shitaso on 2 points. He really should have been l'shitaso on the third point, but he's only half l'shitaso. Because on the third point, he really should have said that you can't be master at all mishum ha'av. And you only can be master mishum l'sasa kol melacha. But definitely in a loose sense, on all 3 points, he's very consistent. Good. So those are two different models of Isser Malacha on Shabbos. Now it's clear also that there are problems with these two extremes. It's hard to say that there are Lama test distinct Shemos Isser, because what do you do about Shigah Shabbos? It's also hard to say that it's all just one Shem Isser, because what do you do about Shigah Malachos? And so clearly there's something else going on. So what do you say? So here we suggested that maybe there's an in-between model where all the malachos are one Shem Isser, but they're distinct Maisei Aveira. Okay, not in the sense that I'm just doing more of the same malacha, same Aveira, but that there's some sort of variation in the Aveira. So we pointed to Rashi's formulation, which is very telling. Rashi and I in Beis and Beis in Shabbos, where Rashi seemed to deviate from the basic interpretation of the Gemara. When the Gemara equated Kotzer and Tochen to Chelav and Dam, instead of saying that the Gemara meant to equate distinct Shemos Isser with each other, like Chelav Dam, Kotzer Tochen, just like Chelav and Dam are two separate Shemos Isser, so too on Shabbos, Rashi explained that the difference is really Gufin Muchlakim. Just like Chelav and Dam are different Gufin, different objects, so too Kotzer and Tochen. Now the distinction of Gufin Muchlakim is a much, let's say it's a much weaker distinction than the distinction of Shemos Isser. Gufin Muchlakim would be, let's say, your Boel, two different Nidos. So you might be Chayiv Shtayim because they're two different objects, but they're not two different categories in the Torah. So maybe Rashi's trying to say that, of course you can't equate the Lamatas Malachos with Shemos Isser, because they're not so different. But Gufin Muchlakim, so maybe they're like different modes of violating, there are different kinds of violations of the same Shem. Similarly, you can be daik in Tosos in Rabbeinu Chananel on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, where Rabbeinu Chananel explained the difference between Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Melachos by way of analogy to Tamchuyin Muchlakim. Tamchuyin Muchlakim means, let's say, I violate the same Isser, but in a different way. So let's say I have cooked Nosar and I have, next we're giving the example of pickled Nosar. Okay? So tamchuy and muchlakim, the way they're prepared, distinguishes them as a chefsa shel aveira. But there's no different shame isser. The Torah doesn't prohibit pickled nosar and cooked nosar. Torah asr is nosar. Now there's a machlokas in the Mishnah and Krisos whether or not this category of tamchuy and muchlakim even exists. Is that a significant enough of a difference to distinguish your chiyuv chatas? We know that the Rambam doesn't seem to hold to the category of tamchuy and muchlakim. But Tosos raised it in our Gemara. It's not clear if he's passing that way. But Rabbeinu Chananel on Daf Ayin, thought it was on Daf Ayin, Ayin Aleph. So Rabbeinu Chananel on Daf Ayin Aleph equates Tamchuyin Muchlakim with Shigas Melachos. So doing two different Melachos is not two different Shemos Isser, but it's like pickled nosar and cooked nosar. It's a variation on the Isser Aveira. So in between the two extremes that we were outlining before, you have Shitas Rashi in Shabbos, that they're Guf and Muchlakim, and Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel here, that seems to say that they're actually Tamchuy and Muchlakim. Okay, so what you gain is that you're not forced to either extreme. The problem is that this doesn't actually explain why sometimes they seem to be like 39 Malachos.
Shitas Tamchuy is different than Guf and Muchlakim?
Yeah. Guven Muchlakim, let's say, is that you're both two different Nidos.
It's one Shem Isser. But
one Shem Isser, two different Gufim.
Okay.
Tamchuyin Muchlakim is, let's say, it's one Shem Isser. But what's significant is not that they're two different Gufim, because let's say you had Nosar and Nosar. Two Kazesim of Nosar. What?
Two Kazesim of Pickle Nosar on different dishes.
What? On different dishes, you only be Chayiv once.
Yeah?
Yeah. You're not going to be Chayiv Achatos for Kochatos for Chatos. So, but you need something to individuate them, as we said.
You mean with this individuation, the way it's prepared? If you have,
so that's the chiddush, that preparation is a form of individuation.
Prepared the same way that you give them two different animals.
Right.
Or you prepared the same way that you serve it on two different plates.
Right, so that's the question. What is considered individuation? Rashi here says shnei minei tavshil, echad sliv, echad shaluk. They're prepared different ways. Maybe other Rishonim would have different definitions exactly of what a what the definition of tamchoy is. Right? Maybe there are different ways of individuating them.
But
it's distinct. Yeah, it seems like it's distinct from guf and mechlakim.
Why?
Because guf and mechlakim just means that it's a separate object.
Meaning
neither X and neither Y.
You can't say that shnei tamchoy is something that makes it into shnei gufin.
You might be able to say that. But I think the whole category of Shnei Tam Chuyin is much more subject to dispute than Gufin Muchlakin.
Right. I mean,
the question is, once it exists, are they assuming it's a form of Gufin Muchlakin?
Right.
I don't think so. But I don't have to look into it a little more. Doron? Okay. Now, what's interesting is part of what Yosef's asking is, what does Rashi mean by Gufin Muchlakin? Usually, Gufin Muchlakin means that it's a separate object, right? Like a separate Nida. So this is the Tetzalas Chaim's question, and he says, well, how could Rashi say that different malachas are different gufin if you have cases where you're chayip multiple chatos for doing a malacha on the same guf? Right? Like Zomer v'tzarach le'etzim, the Tetzalas Chaim asks. So it's guf echad. Right? Now Yehuda's going to say it's not guf echad because the Zomer is going on the tree and the Kotzer is going on the branch. Right? That was your chiluk. So Aaron Siegel told me he didn't like that chiluk. We have to ask him. But he may come in a little bit, or we'll have to ask him later. Because he thought that it's pashut that you cut trees, you don't cut branches. In Lakewood, they cut trees, not branches.
Branches are not growing any better now.
I hear.
The tree is still growing. Not cut off. I don't understand what
he's saying. So it's not clear. What does Rashi mean by Shnei Gufin? Here it's Guf Echad. Right, barring Yehuda's Chiddush. And yet you're chayiv shnayim. So what we suggested in Shir is a very simple distinction, that Rashi doesn't mean that they're actually two different objects. Rashi means that guf and muchlakim is a way of saying ma'is and muchlakim. They're separate actions. They're separate forms of a ma'is avera. So I'm not sure if this answers Yosef's question, and maybe that brings Rashi closer to tamchui and muchlakim, but I would say maybe they're still different. Yeah, but clearly this is a different kind of guf and muchlakim than you have generally. Because really, a guf and muchlakim is telling you it's a separate ma'is avera. That's the third model of Isra Malacha that we suggested. Something in between. Now there's a fourth model, which instead of trying to moderate the extremes of saying it's shame, it's shnei shemos, saying it's not shnei shemos, but saying it's not shem echad, or saying it is shem echad, but it's too gufin or tamchuin muchlakim. So the fourth possibility suggests that maybe the first two extremes are both correct. And maybe there are two dinim to Isra Shabbos. And sometimes we care about the general principle of losasa kol melacha, and that becomes significant. And other times we care about kol prat uprat, kotzer, tochein, zorik, v'chule. Maybe every prat becomes significant under certain circumstances. So where do we see this? So first of all, this might be the last day on the Gemara about chiluk melachos. Achas mehena, pa'amim sheyachas, pa'amim sheyena. Sometimes Isser Shabbos is just manifest differently. But maybe this also explains the connection to Yom Tov. On Shabbos we say Chiluk Melachos. On Yom Tov we say Ein Chiluk Melachos. So we asked before, how could you export Melachos Shabbos to Yom Tov if they're actually different? The answer is no. If there are two dinim to Isser Shabbos, so then it's true that we don't export the second din of Chiluk Melachos of Kol Prat Uprat. But the Isser Klali of Losasa Kol Melacha, which exists on every Shabbos, so that gets exported to Yom Tov. So that din of Isser Shabbos is Shaykh to Yom Tov. And that's why I say, Ein Bein Shabbos Li Yom Tov, Heter Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. It's true that there's a separate din of Chiluk Melachos. But the general din of Isser Melacha is the same. With respect to the Prat din, the second din doesn't get carried over. Another interesting, I guess, piece of evidence to this dual layer of Melacha Shabbos is what we mentioned very briefly, the distinction between Shogeg and Mezin. The Mechilta quoted by Tosfos on Daf Ayin was that you would never be Chayef for Shabbos unless you violated all Lamitas Malachos. So the Ramban and the Miuchas the Ritva, they both ask, how could you ever have a Havmin that you need to violate all Lamitas Malachos? Isn't it clear from the story of the Mekoshesh that even from just doing one Malacha, you're Chayef? You're Chayef Misa from Malacha Shabbos. The Mechilta now is a Havamina after the story of the Mekoshesh that you need to violate all 39? I mean, he clearly violated one. So the Ramban says, maybe there's a difference between Shogeg and Mezid. If you violate Shabbos b'Mezid, then of course each Malacha b'Fnei Atzma is significant, and each Malacha is considered an inherent Chil Shabbos. If you violate Shabbos b'Shogeg, then maybe the Malachos manifest themselves differently. And b'Shogeg, so then you have a Havmin that you need to violate all 39. So you see clearly that there are two different levels to the Yisra Malacha. B'Mezid kol pradu prad is significant, whereas b'Shogeg, we're willing to say, at least on the Havmina, that you need kol lamites in order to constitute an Yisra Malacha of Shabbos. It's the Ramban on Daf Ayin. Yeah, I mentioned it quickly. Ramban on Daf Ayin and the Miuchas the Ritva on Daf Ayin. Yeah. So it's going to depend on the circumstance. Let's say b'mezid, you might say that it's we view them as different shameless isser.
There are not a set amount of shameless.
Right, palmim shei yachas, palmim shei yehena. For example, this is the next nafkamina, shigiga Shabbos. So palmim, we say that the significant halama is the general din of los asek kol malacha. So if you're shochechik or Shabbos, let's say you're tinok shenishba bein agayim, so then your shgaga is really on lo sa'aseh kol malacha. But if your shgaga is on each malacha, shigigas malachos, so then we're machayiv for kol prad uprap if ne'atzma. Well, how could you sometimes be machayiv for kol prad and sometimes be machayiv for one din of shochechik or Shabbos? The answer is that there are two dinim. So if you're shochechik or Shabbos, then you're chayiv for shochechik or Shabbos, lo sa'aseh kol malacha, great. If you forget each malachos, then you're chayiv for the second din. So that discrepancy between Shochech Chikr Shabbos and Shochech Malachos is just a manifestation of two different dinim in Esr Malach of Shabbos. Works out very nicely. Right?
Can't that also just be a din in
Hilchos Shkagos? So even, this is what we said, even if it's a din in Hilchos Shkagos, so the din of Hilchos Shkagos has to latch onto something.
Why?
Why? No one thought to question why. Question why? Because you assume that it's a significant halama. Right? If I forget something that's insignificant or it's not a halachic entity, then we're not going to be mechayiv you for that. Right? Let's say I forgot about half of Malachas Kotzer. Right? So it needs something to be tofes. So if Shabbos as an entity didn't exist, then you can't be mechayiv him for Shigya Shabbos. Or let's say, put it this way, if Shabbos as an entity was just the... the opposite of individuation, or just the integration of all lamitas malachos, so then you'd be chai for kol lamitas malachos, because that's what you forgot essentially. But if you say there's a chalos of shiga Shabbos as a unit of malachos, then we could catch you on that. I think that's
just like
yeah, it's like machalos asuros. You forget the category machalos asuros, so we're gonna machai you only achas. That's what the rush. That's what the rush is a havamina. The rush on daf samaches in the days when the Gemara says that if a tinok shenishba is chayiv achas for dam and achas for chelev and achas avodah zara, so the Rosh says what's the havmina that you're going to be chayiv achas for chelev and dam, the two shameless sister. So the Rosh says the havmina of the Gemara in Tosfos Rosh says the havmina of the Gemara is you should be chayiv one carbon for all the mitzvahs of the Torah. So you could deny that there's a halachic entity of the Torah, right? Or you could say that the Rosh is saying, now, the Rosh has a much more liberal understanding of what Shkagos are. Right, that even if there's no halachic entity of just forgetting Torah, so then we could still be mechayiv you a Shkaga for it. But Tosfos doesn't want to go that direction. Tosfos actually thinks the Chiddush of the Gemara is the opposite. Tosfos thinks that the Rosh says, well, the Chavmin of the Gemara is that you should only be chayiv one for all mitzvos in the Torah. Maskana is that you're chayiv for every shemeser. That's the Tosfos of Rosh. The Tosfos here goes the exact opposite. The Chavmin is that you should be chayiv for every tamchui of dam and every tamchui of chelev. And maskana is that tamchui are not mechalik for tinok shenishba bein agayim. So they have opposite understandings of what. But the question is, let's say maybe for that rush, maybe the idea for him is that you don't need to latch on to something. Maybe he thinks that forgetting mitzvos in general is a chalos bifnei atzmo. Tosfos is definitely assuming that you need some sort of chalos to latch on to chayiv for shkagos. So another interesting nafkamina would be if you read this Tosos on Daf Ayin with the Habmina and Mechilta, what's as suggesting that I had a Habmina, you need all Lamatas Malachos. Lemaskana, maybe You need all the maskana, you're chayev for all of them. But in the Havmina, did Tosus mean to say that you're chayev 39 chataos when you do all 39? That you can never be chayev 1, 2, 3, or 4? Once you get to 39, you're chayev for all malachos. Or Tosus mean that once you get to 39, so then you're chayev achas. So Pashas and Tosus, that when you get to 39, you're chayev achas. There's one lav, lo sasa kom malachos, and that's what you're chayev for, and everything else is a shir. But we're medayik in shir, that Tosus says, she'eno chayev al achas o shtayim ad sheyavar kol lamed tes. So what does Tosus mean? Does Tosus mean that I'm not chayev for doing a malacha, I'm not chayev for doing two malachos until I violate all 39? Or does Tosus mean I'm not even chayev for the achas or shtayim until I do all 39? But once I do all 39, then I'm chayev for every achas, shtayim, and shalosh that I did. So if you read them, if you read that mechilta, the way I just read it, they're chayev for kol achas va'achas, only once you do kol achas, then it also seems to reflect that there are two dinim. You only violate the law of lo sasa kol malacha once you do all 39. But once you violate sasa kol malacha, then every malacha bifnei atzma becomes a separate shemeser. Meaning bifnei atzma, the malachos are not significant. In context of the whole din of lo sasa kol malacha, then you have 39 different shemeser. Maybe that also points to the two dinim in Malacha Shabbos. Good. So there are four different ways of understanding the Malacha. There's the extremes that it's Kiyu Torah was mefarit by Kol Echad Be'echad L'Sasa Kol Malacha. There's the other extreme saying that there are 39 distinct Shemos Isser Kechelev U'chidam. We saw indications in the Gemara A from the Makar of Chiluk Malachos. We saw indications from the Gemara in exactly how we understand the analogy to Chelev and Dam, Rashi and Sanhedrin, the Gemara here. Then we suggested a more moderate approach that maybe it's not a separate shame isser for each malacha. Let's say it's one shame for all the malachos, but gufin muchlakim like Rashi, or tamchuyin muchlakim like Rabbeinu Chanano. To Tzatz Chaim's question, we explained that Rashi doesn't mean gufin muchlakim. Rashi means some sort of distinct violation of a ma'isa aveira. Not a separate pu'ula, but a separate halachic ma'isa aveira for each shame is, for each different malacha. Then we suggested a fourth approach to isser malachos, which suggests that it's not, you don't need to go for a more moderate version, but it's a combination of the two extremes. That sometimes we care about lo sasa kol malacha, sometimes we care about kol prat uprat. That's going to explain why sometimes shochechik or Shabbos is chayav echad, and sometimes shochech, or sometimes you could say shigas Shabbos is chayav echad, and sometimes shigas malachos will be chayav kol echad ve'echad bifnei atzmo. And we also saw nafkamina to this question in terms of hasra. If you hold that you have to give hasra mishum every shem iser bifnei atzmo, like Rashi and Shavuos, then can you get away with a general hasra when it comes to Malacha Shabbos? And also an afkamina in terms of chatzi shir. Would you be willing to be mitzarif chatzi shir of different malachos? So the Sefer HaChinuch suggested that barring the chiddush of the gzeiros hakasuv of chilas malachos, you would be able to be mitzarif to different malachos. And the Sefer HaChinuch in Hilchos Yom Tov, the Minchas Chinuch in Hilchos Yom Tov, in Reish Tzadichas Yud Zayin, goes even further and says that even without a chiddush of chiluk malachos, you wouldn't be able to mitzarif malachos. So that's a problem, which he himself is chozer from in Hilchos in Mitzvah Lamed Beis. So it's a bit of a shaila. How come the Minchas Chinuch was chozer from what he wrote in Reish Tzadichas Yud Zayin because of his chiddush about chiluk malachos, but he wasn't chozer about his pshat in Hasra according to Rashi, based off what he said a little later. That will have to work out. But that's those are the four different models of Isser Malacha on Shabbos.